world where talk radio has become repetitive and boring, a few guys from outside the nation's capital take it upon themselves to save podcasting. And now, the Matt and JB Show.
I'm here for the gang bang. The window of opportunity to drink and do drugs and take advantage of young girls is getting smaller by the day.
Thanks, Lou. If I'm with me, who the hell am I?
Oh, checking the specs on the end line for the rotary girder. I'm retarded.
Skin that smoke wagon and see what happens.
Yeah, fuck it, dude. Let's go bold.
About gender.
Broderick, what's on the menu tonight?
All right, welcome to Matt and JB Show. You see, the show has already started pretty much.
The show goes on while the fucking intro's on, dude.
Yeah, it does. So another evening show. I'm Matt Broderick's, joined by JB.
He's making
Hey, that's you, bro. That's you.
What's up?
He's making it.
Say something. Act alive, bro. Look alive.
He had to go get a Shirley Temple.
Oh, JB. Oh, that's me.
All right. Kyle.
Hello.
The Edge.
We're very sophisticated tonight.
Yep. Cones.
What's up?
Making their triumphant return. Big Brown and Burnsy.
Peace.
And Mike Schaefer, my neighbor. Mikey, what's happening? The Jungle said he'll be jumping on. I don't know who has a meeting at 8:30 on a Saturday night.
Bullshit, he's jumping on.
Drug dealers.
Drug dealers and teachers.
No, people who don't know how to work computers. That's who's the jumping, not going to potentially jump on.
We sent you the meeting ID 18 times.
So tonight on the agenda, we're going to play Match Game, which is going to be amazing already, I can tell. We're going to talk about a little controversy in the world, in our world anyways. I don't know what else. Let's see what happens.
Well, before the show started, look, I'm going to take this over here. Before the show started, Burns was telling us about his Cinco de Mayo, so I think we need to start with that.
Yeah, I think we need to start with that as well.
I was a part
of that Cinco de Mayo.
Tell him.
And we have a witness.
Respectfully, I was respectfully not in the same house or room as him, but I witnessed it all go down. Like, at one point, I saw his face on House Party, and I was like, You're gonna get it, bro. You think they're gonna turn out as good as you think it is tonight? And he was like, nah, fuck that. I'm gonna keep going. Burns, tell us what happened.
All right, so Cinco de Mayo.
You can do the PG version.
Oh, you can do the. I want the rated X version.
So for some reason, I knew people knew about Kid Cudi, but I just rediscovered Kid Cudi that day.
I told you about Kid Cudi fucking 15 years ago.
Day and night.
So, for whatever reason, it was in my head, and when I get something in my head, I can't fucking get it out. It doesn't. If like I'm on a trail, like if I'm sniffing muff, I don't stop. I mean, it's like
a fucking bloodhound.
Oh, dude,
real dude,
sniffing nothing. Muff. Only one to say that out live on radio is Josh Burns, because nobody else says that because they're normal humans.
All right, so
chasing the muff around. So I had this in my head, so I kept on all these house parties. I kept drinking. I was drinking this tequila, this mezcal that my neighbor gave me with the worm in it, and I was like, I wanted to get to the worm, and then I switched.
High-end tequila, Burns?
Real high end. I switched to Jameson at some point, and I was on all these house party calls, and then I guess I was just drinking this from the bottle and chugging it, and then...
No, you're not guessing. You were. I watched. Yeah.
I don't remember it, but there were videos. You guys were sending gifts out that I was, like, doing it, and then I thought I was going up to get laid, and I was in bed, and it was, like, 1 o'clock, and I was blasting Pursuit of Happiness by Kid Cudi, and my wife was like, The kids are sleeping. I'm going to sleep. Turn that shit off. And I was like, no. And I kept just blaring it. She's like, turn it off. I'm like, don't tell me what to do. I do what I want. And this is Kid Cudi. She's like, I know who the fuck Kid Cudi is. Stop. Like, no. And then we got into an argument. And I was like, all right, we'll bang. I'll be right out. And I went in the shower and came out. And she's like, nope. And I was like, fuck it. I'm not helping with the kids tomorrow. Good luck.
This motherfucker was so sure of himself. He got into an argument with his wife and then went into the shower and cleaned his dick off.
No. I didn't just clean my dick.
And he came back and she was like, No.
I took a razor and shaving cream in because I was going to manscape real good, too.
It's dangerous, dude.
Wait, whoa.
So the next morning, I was like, why is there shaving cream? Why is my razor in the shower? She goes, oh, you thought you were going to bang, and you took that in to get cleaned up. It wasn't happening.
Yeah, but so, I mean,
I'm not helping with the kids tomorrow. And then I woke up in the morning and felt like shit.
Well, yeah, but you didn't. But let's be real. You didn't say, "Hey, I'm not gonna help out with the kids tomorrow." You're like, you know what? Fuck you. I'm not helping out with the kids tomorrow.
She said I told her to fuck off like 20 times and said, "Fuck you, motherfucker. Fuck this."
But your kids are like older and they can take care of themselves, right? What are your kid ages?
Well, yeah, the 1 year old. He's out of that.
So you got a 1 year old,
and a 3 year old,
and a 3 year old, and like a 5 year old, right? No, you shouldn't need help with that.
Fuck it. So that was single amount.
Oh, fuck yourself, Josh Burns.
Oh, so you had one of those mornings. I hate those mornings where you wake up the next morning.
Yeah, but
guess
what, guys? Listen. As Big Brown told her on house party the next day, you knew what you were fucking marrying. I didn't lie. I didn't fucking give any false advertising. She knew what she was getting.
She was married.
And you know what? I was laughing about it with my wife, and she was like, and my wife, Gramsci, was like, you guys are fucking idiots. What the fuck? I'm like, look, we never, there was no bait and switch. From day one, you knew what you were getting into. But she was like, yeah, but now you're like in your 40s. I'm like, I don't give a fuck if we're in our 60s. We never faked it, right? This is what we did from the night I met my wife. I blacked out and got drunk and did something stupid. Why would that change now in my 40s? That's just how we are. That's in our DNA. And that's why Josh and I are friends, because we're very similar. We motherfuck people off, and when we get drunk, oh.
This ain't no fucking push-up bra. This is a real fucking thing. Titties are out.
When we're drunk, you're either with us or you're against us. There's no other fucking way to handle that.
Dude. Your show has to come back.
Oh my God, please.
Your show has to come back. Seriously.
As they both take fucking swigs.
Dude. It does need to come back. I think it needs to come back as something. I think Josh and I are in the lab right now trying to evolve it, but we're going to figure it out. It's not going to be Big Brandon Burns anymore. It's going to be something a little bit different, but yeah, it's definitely going to come back. In the next couple of months, it's going to come back.
You can't let Abe ruin it. His name wasn't even on the show.
I was actually, Abe just left my house like an hour ago. We were just hanging out all night.
He was allowed to go out?
Good. Yeah, he's doing good. He's something.
He's something. He's something.
All right, explain match game. What's the deal? I don't remember.
Yeah, let's play match game.
Hold on.
Let's fuck y'all up in match game.
Real quick, I want to touch on something before we get to match game. So there's a little controversy going on in our world. So
here we go.
Yeah, that's right, motherfucker.
I'm on your side, Matt.
You didn't sound like it.
No. Go ahead. Tell the story.
Okay. So for years, for 10, 11 years, we do a guy's weekend at our buddy Andy's cabin. And it's called...
What's this one called?
So it started out just being once a year called Marshall Madness. And then about 6 or 7 years ago, we started that Marshall Madness isn't always in the fall. We started doing it in the spring called Tournament of Champions.
So and actually two times a year.
Well, now it's three times because now we've got
Christmas. We had the Christmas
social. We have the winter social now too. And it's just our group of buddies we all grew up with, and we all get together, no wives, no nothing, and we just get hammered and we do a tournament. We play beer pong, horseshoes, cornhole, caps,
quarters,
and quarters, And so for years, all of our wives slash girlfriends keep saying, "Oh, we're gonna get ours together and do a, like a ladies only one."
Yep.
No, they're not. And now
Brooke has run with it.
Oh God!
So now Jason's fiance has gotten into the mix.
Her and Dawn.
Well, I do appreciate you keeping Melissa.
Melissa, hold on. I wasn't done. The noob who's not even a wife.
Already.
I wasn't done. Melissa too.
Yeah.
Melissa just antagonizes.
There's three of them.
Your girl's young, right? She's younger than all these other.
No. They're all the same age. They're all the same age. All
right, so.
So they got into their head that they're going to do it now. They're going to put together, and what's it called? Drunk Hens 2020.
And they don't want to do it at
cabin. Look at all the guys shaking their heads.
Yes, it's going to be a shit show.
And so
you know what that sounds like?
A bunch of phone calls to us saying to come pick somebody up.
Boring. Hey, your wife's drunk. Come get her.
I'm getting an Uber XL.
I'm so bored already.
Yeah.
Fuck this bitch. She needs to go.
Burns,
where are you shot at?
Karen got so drunk at the bowling alley. She doesn't know where she is.
So we always have it. Yep. We always have it at Andy's cabin, which is pretty secluded, right? So any hijinks, screaming, yelling, fight, whatever.
Everybody's house.
It's nobody's house. There's a cabin there, but we don't hardly even go into the cabin. There's a bathroom in there.
You don't inconvenience anybody.
Right.
You're going to the cabin. Yeah. You're not bothering.
Basically, you go in the cabin if you got to take a shit. That's pretty much it. Everybody just camps out. It's on the bank of the Shenandoah River. And so here's the problem. They decided Dawn, who is our buddy John's wife, who just moved into a brand new house barely two months ago, said, "Oh, we're going to do it at Dawn's house." And
Dawn wanted it at her house.
Right.
Right.
So Melissa's like, she was telling me, "Oh yeah, we're doing it at Dawn's house." And I was like, and I said to her, I said, "John okayed this? Are you sure?" She's like, she said, "John doesn't care. John's cool with it." I was like, "Really?" And I was like, she's like, "Have you talked to him about it?" I said, "No, I'm not going to bring it up to him. No."
Hey, do you want it shut down?
Hmm.
Do you want this thing shut down?
Oh, as long as it's not in my house, I don't care, man. They can go do whatever they want.
Hey, here's the thing. Let them start it.
Matt, it's only going to be one time.
But hold on.
It'll never happen.
No, because look, I know where John lives.
Mm-hmm.
I may or may not be related to the chief of police in the town that they live in. Do you want it shut down?
Oh, John,
chaos.
John will definitely be interested in that.
John changed his mind when he decided to do the Christmas party there. Because he's like, "Oh, I'm going to do the Christmas party there."
Well, here's the thing was like, so I was like, okay. So John's fine with it. She's like, "Yeah, John's cool with it. He's not all being a dick about it like you are." So I was like, okay. So 2:30 today, I get a text message. "Oh, hello. You can come plead your side of the story."
Oh.
So I got a text message from John today at 2:30, and he was like, "What the fuck is this fucking bullshit about this women's party happening at my house?" And I wrote, "I told him I had nothing to do with it." I'm sorry. Well,
bring it on. Give her the mic.
Give her the mic.
Come on, this is the time that we actually.
Oh my gosh. Get that.
Get the fuck on the mic.
What's the controversy?
Come on, Melissa.
So that started a round of phone calls where John called me with his wife and my wife, who's sitting across from me now.
My wife.
My wife. Very nice. How much?
And John's not happy about it, but somehow he agreed to it somehow, but. We told him.
Is John here?
I think it has to do with us doing the Christmas party there.
Yeah, so I guess he compromised with her. He's allowed to do the Christmas, the winter social at his house this year.
Wait.
Can we boil it down to what the issue is, though? What's the
issue is that we don't have it at somebody's actual house because you got 13, 14 dudes getting fucking hammered. something's going to get fucked up. That's why we do it. Yeah,
so what's going to happen?
We do, but
what's
Matt, that's not the issue because when we do the Christmas social, it's at Victor's. We don't tear shit up.
Yeah, now, because everybody's afraid Victor's going to fucking end their life if you do.
But these girls are a little bit different.
How about you guys have it at my house, and if something happens,
there might be a mess after they're done.
Make sure that whoever fucks up gets fucked up.
Hey, Brown, at your house, somebody's car may or may not get broken into.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what?
Matt, I think it's going to happen one time. And then after that, it's going
to. So the issue was they said they don't want to do it at the cabin, which we told them to just move it to the cabin because they said the cabin is gross.
And they don't want to sleep in tents and,
yeah,
and cars. Like we
I understand that. They're women.
Right.
But we sleep in tents and cars. And
let's talk about solutions here. What's this? I want to help you guys figure out. You can rent my house out for a minimal amount of money.
Rent out your house.
A minimal amount of money.
Ian Burnsy will run security and we'll fuck anybody up that needs to be fucked up.
So Matt Cohns may or may not be
related to the
sheriff of Berryville.
Well, you know what?
So he may have it shut down.
Hey, Matt, supposedly, Matt.
I'm going to have Matt's house with me and Josh.
Supposedly the spring one is going to be at your house. Or no, the fall one. One of them is supposed to be at your house.
I'm banking on your saying that this is going to happen one time.
Yeah, I am too.
Take the under on one.
Yeah.
Take the under.
Hey, Schaefer, you know your wife's invited.
To what?
To this whole thing we're talking about.
She can go.
Nope. Hey, I'm happy. Matt. Don't let her invite mine.
Kate, you got to invite Katie Cohns, too.
No.
You get her out of the house for one night.
Matt, if it comes in the Christmas party, I gotta leave, so I got to come to your house.
I hear that. I hear the lovely lady over there.
Yeah.
Let's,
get on the camera.
They want to see you.
We don't believe she's real. No one believes she's actually real.
She put my glasses
Canada?
On.
Are you in Canada?
So
you're like, oh, or who's the player that had the fake girlfriend?
Oh, Manti Te'o.
It's like Manti Te'o's girlfriend. That's Melissa.
There she is.
There she is, Elvis.
Elvis.
What's
glass.
Up, Elvis? Dude, that looks like the quarterback from Clemson. Is that him?
Yeah.
I think that's
true. All right.
Righteous.
So no, here's where JB sided with them. I said,
JB is cool. That's why.
No. Are you drunk?
JB's not married.
No.
JB's cool and she's drunk.
JB's in the wedding room.
All I said was that they're not teenagers.
In the wedding room.
Oh, my. This is the problem. This is the problem right here.
They should not destroy a house.
Listen, you will be the hero, though, if you take all the wedding stuff.
I said to Jason's fiance, I said, Brooke, you're going to vouch for 15 drunk girls aren't going to fuck up John's house.
She doesn't need to do that.
And she said, oh, yeah, I'll vouch for him. And then JB said, yeah, they're adults. They're not teenagers. They're not going to fuck anything up. Meanwhile, three weeks ago, they did one of these Skype calls or whatever, one of these things, and they all got fucking tore down drunk. This one walked around our fucking house in her bra with our daughter, and the daughter's like, What's mommy doing?
What's wrong with mommy?
And then she puked everywhere and passed out on the bathroom floor. And this is just a party that started like at 7 o'clock.
It's a happy hour. Tuesday night in my house.
Yeah.
Matt, I didn't say it wasn't going to be a shit show.
I'm practicing.
It's going to be a shit show.
All right. So are you willing then? All right, Jason, if you're going to vouch for that, are you willing to vouch for all the girls aren't going to fuck John's house up or it's your ass?
Listen,
I'm not vouching for any of that.
Do it in the summertime, and then they can do it outside.
It is in the summer.
It is in the summertime. It's the end of June.
It's like a month away. It's like
Does this person have a suite
40
house?
Days away.
It's outside
girls
of
only
her
play
house.
Flip cup.
Yeah, what are you guys going to play? Because you can't cornhole.
Girls only play flip cup, Jay.
Never have I ever.
Flip cup, beer pong, cornhole.
They're not playing cornhole.
Braiding.
Oh, we're not allowed to play cornhole.
No, you're not
going
to play cornhole.
Coinhole.
Coinhole you can play. Because I said you guys are not going to play cornhole. Because
you ever play bunghole?
Play bunghole. I want to try play later tonight.
Bunghole's a good game.
As long as this don't turn out like the apocalypse, maybe.
Yeah.
You fucking bunghole.
Because I said, look, we're all pretty good at cornhole, and our tournament still takes 2 to 3 hours to finish. You guys suck at cornhole.
Yeah.
You're going to get bored of it and not finish it.
It'd be modified cornhole. I don't think they're doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Big Brown looks very bored.
No, he's very drunk. He's been drinking since 10 o'clock this morning.
I could tell.
Time for a shot.
Loves a shot, man. Hey, cheers.
Cheers. Cheers. Big Brown is right.
Don't ever. Yeah, let's do a shot.
You come up drunk every time you do a show.
No, the one time.
Yes.
I come up drunk every apocalypse. Time I'm in the basement.
Yeah,
you guys ever drink George Dickel?
You were totally on the floor.
Yeah. I love George. I like the rye
Dickel,
a lot.
Dickel, yeah. Dickel rye. Dickel with
that's
ginger
straight.
Ale. Dickel ginger
which one? You got? There's three of them though. There's two regular
Melissa,
and rye.
Whatever.
Don't
the
feel bad.
One.
Schaefer, Melissa says she misses you.
She always misses me though.
Yeah. Don't you live next door?
Yeah,
like
but
three doors down.
We're not Jason. We quarantined.
Go out the fucking patio.
They don't got a patio.
I haven't been
no,
working all right. 2 weeks.
All right, now listen. Since the lockdown happened, Jason has had his fiance's brother come up from Florida and stay with them.
Yep.
He had his mother-in-law come up from Virginia Beach and stay with them.
My daughter.
You went to John's house and partied. And then you had your daughter and their newborn baby up from Virginia Beach and stay with you. All within the last month.
The first one, though?
Scott,
the mother
Skylar.
From Florida or whoever's from Florida? No. No, those crazy.
Nobody from Florida. Her mother was from Virginia Beach, and she hasn't been working. She's been at home.
Where's her brother from? Don't lie. Florida. See,
Jacksonville.
Yep,
Jacksonville.
That's close.
He's been working from home.
Jacksonville's basically Florida.
He hasn't been anywhere. Been working from home.
We talked to. So, Melissa's brother Ryan. Him and his wife left yesterday. And they drove to his wife's in-law's house, and they drove from Connecticut to Ohio. They live in what, Cincinnati?
Yeah.
Josh, Ohio guy. So they stopped somewhere to use the bathroom, and Ryan took a piss. He washed his hands. When he washed his hands, his wedding ring flew off and rolled across the ground in the nasty interstate gasoline bathroom.
He's
like, I got corona now.
No, he doesn't have corona. He's got something else.
He got stuff.
All right, Big Brown, save you back.
Dude, I leave that shit right there, man. I don't even pick
leprosy.
That thing up.
He now has leprosy.
Yeah. Big Brown, save
you
back.
I got these things, man. I got these rubber ones.
First of all,
I had the rubber ones,
fall off.
But
like,
they were like
tiny-ass hands.
They like,
hey, 25 bucks,
I'm gonna,
Amazon.
I'm gonna use rubber ones, too.
I wear 13, but I lost one ring, and then I got another one, and then I just got sick. Every time I go to the gym, the thing's a fucking pain in the ass. So my wife's like, all right, I'll just eat rubber ones.
The rubber ones were tearing up my finger.
I don't want it to get freaking caught in something.
We're down to the. I lost my original one at the beach. I put on sun lotion.
Sometimes when you got like
a
random pubie on your shaft, and you're just this rubber, it jams up in there. It yanks.
That's a good
can't
reason.
Loop it very well.
You're not into that, though?
Yeah, it's a good reason. Good reason.
Do you want to be a contestant? Jason, I'd have to
set them up with Zoom, and it's a pain in the ass. Ooh. But I'll get them.
Just get,
if you want.
Just get Melissa.
Hey, Brown figured it out. You
we've
can
got,
figure it out.
We got seven.
Right, Melissa wants to play now. So put Melissa against Brooke.
Okay. Well,
I'll host. Everybody else will be panelists.
Taking bets on it?
But
yeah,
they're gonna have to.
I haven't bet on anything for like
on somebody's phone.
I'm itching.
That's fine.
Do you have Brooks? Send Brooke the link.
All right, hold on.
Well, can I get it on my computer? How do I get this on my computer?
All right, so I'm sending it.
Like
here,
like
do you want to use this to do?
Fucking coach from
I don't think
Alabama.
You can use this.
I've never sent a text
phone,
before.
This will mess up mine.
Really.
I'm gonna go get it. Or you can do it from upstairs. You don't have to be down here.
Okay.
Yep, I'm sending it. So we'll play Melissa versus Brooke. You guys will be the panelists. We'll get it started once we get them online here.
Dude, you got the Hugh Hefner fucking game shows on here, man. You can't play this game. Dominate this shit.
Donnie's the panelist.
I don't even know the smoking jacket, and I don't know how to play this game.
Matt, you don't know how to play match game, Mister?
I'm going to go set it up with Brooke.
Okay. Well,
like a
all right. Don't worry, Jason. We can hold it down without you for a couple minutes.
It won't go on. The whole thing's shut down.
Donnie's over there writing notes, like how to win the game. He's over there. Like,
give us the rules, Matt.
All right. So here's how it goes. So there's two contestants. I'll read out a sentence. It'll be a blank in the sentence. Okay. Like here, I'll give you one test
like
question. Basically,
like Cards Against Humanity.
So one of them has said, let's see. Here you go. Eating at mom's diner is such a strange experience. Right after you finish eating dinner, mom makes you blank. All you panelists write down your answer. Okay.
Okay.
And then whoever's turn it is, contestant wise, they say, you know. Right after you finish dinner, mom makes you take a shit. And then if anybody matches with her, then she gets a point.
Are there like word limits on the response?
It's supposed to be like one word, but you know, you get the gist basically.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So,
it's like kind of reverse Family Feud-ish.
Right.
Let me see if I can get the music to work.
I got you. I can find. So I need to write a lot of things down on paper. So I got to like scribble out what I wrote. Right?
Yeah.
I don't have a marker. I mean, will regular ballpoint pen show up?
Hold on. Yeah, I mean, you could show it to us and say what it is, and we can tell.
You have to write it backwards.
Also, my handwriting's terrible. Can you read that?
Yeah. Test. Yes.
Testicles.
Testicles.
Yeah, testicles. Yeah, I ran out of space. I ain't playing it very well.
Does that work? Can you see that?
Yeah, you have nice handwriting for
cool.
You know, a dude.
Well, I mean, don't assume my gender.
Yeah, you gotta do Floyd.
Oh, rude.
Too. Sorry.
Or is that only me?
Hey.
Who's playing mariachi music?
Oh, look at that.
Match game song.
Match
dude.
Game. There you go.
Hey.
Match game music.
Hey, what's this Melissa person? Can we change the name to the Clemson quarterback?
Clemson quarterback. Who am I?
Do we have to know his name, or can we just have to call him the Clemson quarterback?
I still don't know
Trevor
his
Lawrence.
Name. Whatever.
Just
call
Trevor Lawrence.
Trevor Lawrence. That fucking pretty boy. Fucker. When do I need to throw beer out?
After you've drank it.
There's a few over here.
Oh,
Matt, just leaves.
You want to see?
Leaves,
you
want to
see? No, I'm fucking everything up, but no, it's hard.
Jesus Christ! Those are.
Yeah.
Those are not.
No, those are all empties. Most of them are left over from the apocalypse.
Oh my God. Yeah. Now you really gotta throw these up. These are from tonight.
Hi, Kyle.
Hello.
The garbage can's just too far.
All right, so I'm ready to go. As soon as we get Brooke on, we'll
get Brooke on. I'm going to grab another
Matt's
beer.
The host. Hold on, let me get it right. Matt's the host. We're all panelists, and Melissa's going to play Brooke.
Yes.
Correct.
Okay. And I got the music queued up for you, Matt.
Sweet.
Melissa. I don't know if y'all can hear it, but.
Melissa, so I know you didn't hear this. Bernsey got all hammered on Cinco de Mayo, and it was not very nice to his wife.
Uh-oh.
He's Spanish, Irish, whatever. All right, she ready?
Brooks, Spanish, Irish.
Spanish, Irish.
That's why I probably got about another 20 minutes on this.
Matt, a couple more minutes.
Okay. Well,
last Sunday was my anniversary, and we didn't do shit.
Happy anniversary.
Yeah. Right now, anniversaries, birthdays, and holidays are called off.
Dude, Mother's Day is called off then. Fuck it.
I know.
Yeah.
I asked Melissa what she wanted for Mother's Day. She said she just wanted me to make her a steak. So I said, that's fine.
I'm sending my wife to Salamander for the weekend.
You going to give her a tube steak, Matt?
No. That is the last thing that I want for Mother's Day.
That's the last thing?
Ow. What the fuck?
Jesus,
she is being a bitch. After this thing's over, she ain't gonna keep her hands off.
I feel bad for you, Matt. You can't find a place to jerk off by yourself. She won't give you the buns.
Yep.
What the hell?
I can't possibly jerk off. I got a little one running around.
It's true, Scarlett.
Hey, I find a way to get it done, and our kids are around the same age.
I was laying in bed last night, and Melissa was already out cold, and it was.
Well, that's
it
when
was,
you do it.
Yeah. Just no,
no,
do
no,
it right next
no.
To
like let me finish the story. Let me finish the story. So I was like, I was half asleep, and I was like, all right, let me see what make sure Scarlett's in bed. She's still downstairs watching TV and playing on her iPad 11:30.
Because well,
shame
we're
on
great
you. What kind of parents does she have?
Terrible ones.
We're terrible parents.
I was like, get your butt upstairs and get to bed.
I know for a fact, this because I remember this being on the Big Brandon Burnsy show. Josh talked about jerking off while his wife was next to him asleep.
Oh, and if she's, if she doesn't want to participate, I'll just roll over to the edge of the bed and just put it down on the carpet. Just I can't find a towel. I'll just throw a sock down there.
Yeah, I was going to say. Just
I don't want to fuck the carpet up. Fuck it. I'll just do it over here.
I don't want to fuck the carpet up.
He's not an animal.
That might be the name of the show. I don't want to mess the carpet up.
Yeah,
there it is. Animal. Name of the show.
Where's
throw
Brooke?
A sock down. I don't want to mess the carpet up.
Except my Christmas night. Did I tell you about Christmas night?
No.
No.
We just bought the new house. Moved in. I haven't really met the neighbors yet. We had a party here, like a housewarming.
Oh,
I think I told you guys
about this on a podcast, but
yeah,
and I went over to my neighbor's and barged in his house at like almost midnight, and I'm like, ugh, and a bottle of bourbon. I'm just chugging it in his kitchen. He's like,
oh my god.
So his wife comes down. She's like, who's this guy? And he's like, oh, it's a neighbor. They, you know, they just moved in. I'm like, hey. So the son, the daughter. And the daughter's boyfriend, they all come out. They're like, who's this guy? Same fucking story. This ass guy.
You guys want to get fucked up?
Orange shots for everyone. My wife's texting me. She's like, where are you? I'm like, I'm at the neighbor's. But finally, I don't know what happened, but I don't know if she was like, get home or you're fucking, you know, whatever. So I left. I went back home and I woke up and I had definitely puked on the side of the bed where I would typically jerk off at. I puked all the carpet, fucking.
So it's ruined now. You can do whatever you want on that side.
So the bad thing is, I don't remember anything about the neighbor. I don't remember his name. I don't know what he does. He's got a Ferrari. He's got motorcycles. He's got all these toys. I don't remember a fucking thing. And he comes over and he like is walking the dog and my wife. And I can't introduce him to anyone because I don't know his fucking name. So we brought the kids over and I was like, hey, kids. Hoping that they'd be like, oh, hey, I'm Jonathan, and I'm Suzanne. Nope. They barely even let me in the fucking door.
Wow.
I'm like, I got the kids. Can we come in? They're like, I'm like, well, welcome to the neighborhood, fucking Burns. So.
You having some issues up there, Melissa? She's muted.
No, not at all. Not I don't all. Have a seven-year-old whining in my ear.
Nice. Look at that background.
Talking about jerking off.
Was old T-Burns, did T-Burns have to go over there and do control?
Shame on you for getting this fucking podcast. That's your problem. That's your problem. You know what's happening here, Melissa.
What is that?
This ain't your first rodeo.
Yep.
This is not my first rodeo.
Oh, match game.
What just happened? Did we lose somebody?
No,
I think JB's
still,
dead.
You know.
Okay.
All right, we got Brooke yet or what?
No, we're still waiting.
We have JB.
I know. No, we have the real JB. It's okay.
I like your background, Matt. It's so professional.
Yeah.
Well, he went from a strip club to another strip club?
No, this is not a game.
Matt's
I'm going to put the only strip club I know, Blue Parrot in Morgantown.
There we go.
Blue Parrot.
That one has some real sketchy people. You would think, being so close to a college town, I'd have some college girls, but no. They don't hire any of those.
No.
So basically, when I got... conversation was that these guys wouldn't give two shits if their wives had a party at their house. So
No. I would give 100% shit if it was at my house. I don't care where she goes for the party, though.
Not at my house.
You want a strip club. Now
it's not at my house. It's not here.
There you go.
Yeah.
Not at your house.
Not at my house. I don't all care right, where right. it's at. Just not at my house.
All right. So we're waiting for Jay.
Oh, no.
Oh, there we go.
Shit.
There she. Maybe. Yes.
Hey. Who's this good looking one?
Dude, my internet's fucking.
It's me.
Guys.
Damn.
Who's this lady named Brooke? She's single.
Me. I mean, until 10:10:20. Just
what's
kidding.
Up, Brooke?
How's it going?
All right, Brooke.
Is Jay going back to the wedding room?
What?
Are you
wedding room? Yeah. Why is it Brooke?
JB's going back to the wedding room.
The wedding room.
Hey, Kyle.
Hello. How you doing?
How's it going, love?
Good.
We lost your wife, Matt.
Is that a white claw?
I don't know where she went.
Uh-huh.
Just when we get one, we lose the other.
I know, right? What the hell?
I see black.
Oh, where's the other?
I see black.
I'm here.
Where are you, Melissa?
Not what she said.
Did you turn your video off?
No, it's just black.
People looking like Trevor Lawrence.
There's Trevor Lawrence.
There we go.
There's Trevor Lawrence. She's back.
Hollywood.
All right, so I'll go over the rules once more. So match game, I'm the host. We have two contestants. It's going to be Brooke versus Melissa. The way that works is I'll read out a sentence, and there will be a blank in it. Okay? Everybody writes – the panelists all write down their answers, and then the contestant gives their answer. And if she matches with any of the panelists, she gets a point.
All right.
Does that make sense?
Matt, are you going to tell the panelists to show the answers like all at one time? Or
no. We go one by one. One by one.
One at a time.
One at a time. So, all right. Are we ready?
Hang on one second. Can you guys turn it down?
I guess we got to find a piece of paper, huh?
Yeah, find a piece of paper.
Are these like...
Mike's doing the I'm All Right gopher dance. I recognize that.
All right, so...
All right.
Which one did I read?
Caddyshack, weren't you?
I already called it. I'm fucking Richard Dawson in this bitch, so y'all got to kiss
me. That dude's creepy as hell, man.
Melissa, you look like you're off the hangover right now.
Just so, as good.
I'm all right. So cool.
I need some glasses.
You might be on the hangover tomorrow.
All right.
That's definitely happening.
All right, zip it. Let me tell you. So, Brooke, here's the example question I gave everybody. Eating at mom's diner is a strange experience. Right after you finish eating dinner, mom makes you blank. And then everybody, all the panelists write down their answer. And then once they're all say that they're ready to go, I will ask you for your answer. And then we will see if anybody matches what you said.
All right. Was that an example or is that my question?
That was an example.
All right. I got it.
Okay.
I understand the player's goal. Our goal is just to do funny stuff, right?
That's true.
It's not to help them at all, right?
It's true, Mike. It's true.
Okay.
All right. I'm thinking of a number between 1 and 50. Melissa, what number?
25.
Brooke?
69. I'm just kidding. 49.
All right. The number was 27, so Melissa wins. Right. Melissa goes first.
All right.
Here we go. Everybody ready?
I've been drinking.
All right. Here we go. Mary said, "It's hard being married to an umpire. Every time we have sex, he yells blank." Mary said it's hard being married to an umpire. Every time we have sex, he yells blank. So regularly, once the panelists are done, they say, "I'm in."
I'm in.
Oh, I forgot.
I'm in.
All right, everybody in?
Damn it, my pen.
Jason, come on.
I was able to write one thing. Hold on. Let me find a pen.
My pad broke.
The wedding room doesn't have any pens because it's not an office anymore.
Yep. The wedding room.
Who's going to sign your whatever thing?
A million markers, no pens.
A marker's even better.
You can at least see it.
Yeah.
I got it.
All right. Here we go.
Hi, Dave.
All right, Brooke. Or not Brooke, Melissa.
Melissa.
Mary said it's hard being married to an umpire. Every time we have sex, he yells.
Strike.
All right. Donnie, what did you have?
Take your base.
Nope. Schaefer.
Take your base.
Who?
Schaefer.
Two balls, one strike.
Two balls, one strike.
Two balls, one strike.
Does that count?
Good
it was
one.
A strike.
No,
there.
Because the funny part's two balls. Nope.
Yes.
Kyle, it's not your turn yet. Hold on. Why call on you? Right. JB, what did you have?
I got strike.
Ah, there
nice.
We go. 1 point
We're
for Melissa.
Like this, JB.
All right, Bernsey, what did you have?
I thought you said I'm drunk. I thought you said referee. So I wrote, "Do it now."
Shoot it now.
Shoot it.
Shoot it now. All right. Cones.
You get four of them.
Balls.
Balls.
All right. Kyle, now you can balk. All right. So, well, Melissa, yeah, you got you 1 point. All right. All right. So now everybody is familiar with how this game works, right?
Yes.
What are you playing to?
Until he runs out of questions, probably, right?
All right. So this is this. All right. So the list I pulled is actual questions off the game. They're kind of funky, something funny. So this was an Eskimo one. All right, Brooke. Nanook said, "Boy, am I angry. Yesterday, I came home to find my best friend blanking my penguin."
Okay.
Penguins don't live where Eskimos live.
Okay. Oh, all right, Donnie, come on.
Come on, Jeopardy.
Nanook said, "Boy, am I angry. Yesterday, I came home to find my best friend blanking my penguin." All right, so let me know when everybody's in.
I'm ready.
In.
All right. In.
In.
In. All right.
Does everybody have the same answer?
Probably.
I don't know. Maybe.
All right. Everybody's in. There's going to be a lot of penguin fucking. Out of
yes, yes.
All right. Brooke, go ahead. Fucking my penguin.
Filthy.
All right. Donnie, what did you have? Eating my penguin.
My penguin.
Schaefer? Eating. Eating my penguin.
Who eats penguins, people?
Not Eskimos, I can guarantee you.
All right, JB?
I got fucking.
Yay! Good job, baby.
Burnsy? Pegging.
Pegging my penguin.
Pegging.
That's better.
Pegging my penguin.
All right, Cones?
I went with fucking.
Fucking the penguin. Yep,
yeah,
there's a match.
My boy right there.
Kyle, were you fucking the penguin?
He was fucking the
Lost
penguin,
Boys.
Kyle. Show me, baby.
Lost Boys.
What the fuck does that mean?
Nanook was the dog from Lost Boys.
Oh.
Nanook right. was the Lost Boys. Yeah, that's right.
For sure.
All right. So 2 points for Brooke on that one. All right, we go back to Melissa. All right, everybody ready? Yep. Alfred just invented a talking scale. When his 300-pound wife gets on, it yells blank. Again, Alfred just invented a talking scale. When his 300-pound wife gets on, it yells blank.
Ready?
Ready?
I'm in.
I got a better one.
Schaefer, you in? Schaefer, you're muted.
In.
I am muted. Right. I'm in.
I'm in.
All right, Melissa. Alfred just invented a talking scale. When his 300-pound wife gets on, it yells.
Oh, shit.
Oh shit.
Oh shit.
I'm so excited right now.
Donnie, did you have aw shit?
No. What does it say?
One at a time.
That's a good one.
Schaefer, what did you have?
You're fat.
You're fat.
You're fat.
JB?
Enough.
Burnsy.
Oh, damn it.
Have another donut.
Hey, encouraging. I like it.
Cones.
Get off me, bitch.
That's really funny that he wrote that, because what I really wanted to say was, get off me, fat boy. I can't breathe. Matt will understand that.
All right, Kyle, what did you have?
Squish.
Is that a sound or an actual?
All right.
No points.
0 points. All right.
Oh, man.
That was a hard one.
Oh,
to match
shit.
That was fun.
That was all funny.
Right. So right now, after Well, actually, one more round. Okay.
But who did we lose? Shop Boy?
Burnsy went to look out his window or something. He's coming. He'll be back.
That's him too, but didn't we lose Shop Boy?
Staring into the closet.
Go find a way to take a piss.
Staring into the closet.
Just no, that's it the back the screen. Door. The screen will filter everything.
Hey, what's your name? What's your name? Have I met you before?
That's Mike Schaefer, my neighbor.
Because we don't
neighbor.
Know who you're pointing at.
Look in the bottom corner. That has their name.
Who's? No, I don't have any. Like I see, like you guys keep filtering through. Like I don't see
it.
Oh, you got to click up on the corner and you get everybody.
You can do
you can get everybody if you click up in the corner.
Up right corner.
Do the grid view. That's just...
Grid view.
You want to find grid view?
No, I don't have that option.
You do. You just don't know where to find it.
Yes, you do. It's there.
I don't think it's on your iPhone.
No.
Yeah, it is. Yep.
Well, stop video, share contact, participants.
Hit participants.
Oh, no. That just showed a list. That's fine. It's not a big deal.
Okay. All right. And here we go. All right. Brooke, you're up.
All right,
Brooke. The princess said to the frog, I'm not kissing you. You have blank. The princess said to the frog, I'm not kissing you. You have blank.
Really?
Burnsy, did you have any idea this was you were getting into tonight?
Good. It's good. I got like 5 minutes.
Hey, this is tame for Burnsy.
Good.
All right. So
I need some match game in my life.
All right. Everybody in?
I'm in.
Yep. And.
All right. So. The princess said to the frog, I'm not kissing you. You have blank. Melissa.
No, it's Brooke.
Sorry. Oh, Brooke.
Brooke.
So, no, you say it. She's not kissing the frog. The frog has a small dick. Donnie, do you have a small dick?
OJ first.
That's my guy. What you got?
Herpes.
I do not have herpes.
Donnie has herpes.
That was a good one.
Yeah. That was a good one.
A good one.
I thought of Lords, but I chose small dick.
Corona. Schaefer said Corona.
Oh, Corona would have been good.
Yeah. Corona would have been good.
Yeah.
All right, JB.
I went nice.
Big dick.
Bad breath.
Burnsy.
Better.
Yeah.
I have COVID. Yep.
Yeah. COVID would have been a good one.
Topical.
Alright. Cones.
I don't have a small dick, but I got herpes.
Herpes. Cones has herpes.
Herpes over there.
Kyle, what do you have, Kyle? Kyle has cum balls.
Good answers are yours.
Kyle was like when Charlie had all the random odd shit answers. That's Kyle.
It is. Kyle's our Charlie. All right. So after two rounds, the score stands: Brooke 2, Melissa 1. All right, here we go. Melissa, you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right. Ugly Edna is so ugly. She not only has bow legs, she also has bow blank. Ugly Edna is so ugly, she not only has bow legs, she also has bow blank.
Only one answer. Come on.
Ready.
Oh, Kyle's ready.
Get the points, baby. Let's go.
I'm ready.
That's easy when you're just thinking of random words.
Yeah, I know.
What noun after this? What noun?
Matt, is that Katie Cones?
Mr. Jeopardy, is there an appropriate noun to put after this?
Hey, tell her stick her head in and say hi.
Hi, Katie.
Hello, Katie.
Hi, Katie.
All right, everybody in?
We're in.
Yeah.
All right, Donnie. Ugly Edna is so ugly. You're right. Melissa. I've had a few drinks.
Worst game show host ever.
I know.
Did you guys expect something? Melissa, ugly Edna is so ugly. She not only has bow legs, she also has bow blank.
Titties.
Bow titties.
Bow titties.
All right. Donnie.
Terrible.
What's your answer? She has bow teeth.
I don't really know what bow teeth look like. I'm trying to.
All right, Schaefer has ugly Edna has a bow dick. Jason, do you have a bow dick, Brooke?
I got bow ass.
Bow ass.
What is that?
I got a bow ass.
Somebody's got a bow dick.
All right, Bernsey, do you have a bow ass? She's got bow nuts.
Bow nuts.
That's pretty funny.
Cones.
I got some titties.
Titties, yay! Oh,
bow titties.
Got a point. Point for Melissa. And Kyle, what do you have? Bow beef.
I was just looking around the house and things you see breaks down.
Kyle's good at Arby's with the big Montana.
Yeah. Pound of bow
beef. Bow beef.
Bow beef. Bow nose beef.
All right.
Flaps.
Bow nose titties.
Bow nose titties. All right.
Titties.
All right, Brooke, you ready to go?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay. Leo said, I like my women the way I like my eggs. Blank. Leo said, I like my women the way I like my eggs. Blank.
I don't care. Doesn't give it. I'm in.
Four answers.
Look at Kyle. I can't wait for Kyle's.
Are y'all
ready? All right. I'm
ready. Sorry, hold on. We gotta wait for Schaefer. Schaefer, did you hear the question? Hold on. Wait.
You did.
Begin.
All right. Question is, Leo said, I like my women the way I like my eggs. Blank.
Oh, easy one. Easy one.
All right, Brooke.
Got it.
Ready?
How does Leo like his eggs and women?
Over easy.
Over
fucking
easy.
Christ.
We got a winner.
All right, Donnie.
Come on.
Donnie had over easy. This is a point. Schaefer.
Hey, Donnie.
Schaefer. Black.
I like mine runny.
Runny. JB's got runny. Oh, Brooke. Sorry. Bernsey. Easy and runny.
Easy and runny.
Is that a half point?
That's a plus, right?
That has to be a point. That's close enough.
Point.
What's that? Which one?
Burns's.
Runny and easy.
Is that over easy? No, that's not over easy.
That is over easy.
Yeah,
it's over easy.
He put easy on there.
Easy. Okay, I'll give it to Augie. All
right. I was going
to
say, can Matt cook an over easy egg? That's something I need to know right now.
I can cook anything.
Kyle's finally on topic.
I can cook
Cones, anything. What's your answer? Cones.
Oh, fertilized.
that's a
thinker. Kyle had runny too as well, I believe. All right, well, Brooke, you got two on that. You lead 4-2 now. All right.
People suck at answers. Come on.
Hold on.
Was a good answer.
All those good answers.
I'm going to run out of Bud Light.
All right, Melissa, are you ready?
You got more?
I'm ready.
At the hospital, Steve passed out when the nurse showed him his blank. At the hospital, Steve passed out when the nurse showed him his blank.
We can reuse answers, right?
Kyle, you look so technical right now.
I am. I'm thinking.
Lost boys again.
All right. Panelists are thinking. Donnie, you thinking? Are you done?
No, I'm done. Sorry, I'm done.
All right, Donnie's in. Schaefer, you in?
I'm done. In.
All right, Donnie. Or actually, Melissa.
Melissa.
At the hospital, Steve passed out.
My God, you're the worst host ever.
Oh, zip it. At the hospital, Steve passed out when the nurse showed him his...
AIDS test.
It's a hardcore.
All right, Donnie, do you have AIDS?
I did not have an AIDS test.
Donnie had Bill.
That's a good one.
Schaefer had Dick.
His dick.
So literal.
His dick. Jason.
His peen.
Are you like picturing the nurse with it like in a jar? And he's like, oh,
I'm out of hide.
I mean, if I woke up and the nurse showed me my dick in a jar, I'd probably pass out too. Burns, what did you have?
I don't know why I'm so obsessed with this pegging thing tonight, but I am.
I mean, pegging's a thing. Just own it.
A strap-on stuck in his anus. That is not a match.
Pegging is now.
I call my wife.
All right. My Cones, what did you have?
I had his third testicle.
His third nut. All right, Kyle.
Come on. Save me, Kyle.
His knob goblin.
Knob goblin.
Kyle just makes up words.
That's good, yeah. Beavis.
Yeah. All right. Sorry, Melissa. No points there.
Right.
No points. Okay, let me find a good one here. This list is long.
Okay, now you're stressing me out.
All right, Brooke, you ready to go?
I guess so. All
right, Brooke. Herb has the world's longest tongue. When he goes to bed at night, he ties it around his blank. Herb has the world's longest tongue. When he goes to bed at night, he ties it around his blank. Herb and his long ass tongue. What does he do with it when he goes to sleep at night?
I'm in.
I'm embracing my Brooke answers right now. I'm embracing the Brooke answers.
Embrace them.
Bring the perv.
I've been praying for 12 fucking rounds.
This is funny.
All right.
Schaefer, we've got beer over here if you want to unquarantine yourself.
No, you've got beer.
No, I'm running out real quick. I'm on my last Bud Light.
You got some.
I got Mike, I got some Black Ox too.
Can you say that slower?
Black
He's
Ox.
He's got Black Ox.
What is that?
Black Ox.
In his anus.
No, they have the Golden Ox. They also have the Porter Black Ox.
Matt, can I get? I need Melissa to spell something for me. Can you spell?
No, she's got
Hawking.
Spell what?
Where did Kyle
Hawking.
Go? Where did Kyle go?
Like how, when you caulk a shower.
There he is.
How do you spell that?
C-A-U-L-K-I-N-G.
What? P?
Caulking?
Caulking.
The spelling bee instead of the match game?
All right, look on.
What happened? All right. Sorry.
Someone tried to spell that wrong.
I'm ready. What's the question?
Average.
We have answers.
All right, you guys ready? So,
ready.
Okay. So Herb has the world's longest tongue. When he goes to bed at night, he ties it around his what, Bork?
Shaft.
His shaft.
Shaft?
Shaft? Shaft.
All right, Donnie, did you have his shaft?
I still don't have his shaft. This is not my best work.
I can't.
His uninspired neck.
All right. His neck. Okay.
Schaefer has his bedpost.
Okay.
JB?
Roast beef.
I don't think that.
I
don't know. I don't know if I can give roast beef and shaft as the same thing, right?
No.
Because usually ladies have.
Oh, it's kind of the opposite.
Yeah, ladies have the roast beef.
Exactly. He was.
All right. Yeah, I get it. I get it, Jason.
All right.
Burnsy?
Hell.
His wife's clitoris.
Yep.
That's kind of like roast beef.
All right, Cones, no. do you have your wife's clitoris?
I had wife's clit, but I scratched it out and changed it to her butthole.
Butthole.
Around a butthole.
How do you wrap around a butthole?
You don't want to know.
You don't want to know.
Kyle, do you have your wife's butthole? His sunny ass.
Oh, sunny ass. That's what it is. 922. It's like, what the fuck?
I got no shaft from anybody.
No shaft.
Certainly don't get it from the guy you're marrying.
Hey.
Oh, come on. That was easy.
I got plenty.
All right, so you got zero. Yeah, so right now, Brooke, you have four. Melissa, you have two. Melissa, you need to get some matches here.
Hold on. Brooke, did you ever see Jason pumping air when he did his Boys in the Hood movie?
No, nobody has seen that movie because it's lost. No.
They're all lost.
It was lost, Brooke. And I want to see that bad.
Jason...
I have seen.
I would give my left nut to have those
movies. Brooke, has Jason told you about the movies we made? In one of the movies we did.
Yes, he has. He hates it.
Jason, in one of our movies, had to simulate sex. And he,
I believe it.
He basically humped.
I Tom Hanks that shit, too.
Ask him about powdering his balls, his donuts.
You powder your balls? Oh. What's.
Every
That's what our larger
carriage men have to do.
Thank you, Matt. Yes,
I do it too. I powder my balls because they.
Who doesn't? First of all, you're a psychopath.
Monkey butt.
I am a psychopath.
Then you're definitely not trying it out. You need to try it out. It's amazing.
I ain't trying to get things about gold bonds, dude. Come on. Hold on. This is spiraling out of control.
Okay, wait.
All right, where's this game at?
All right, Melissa, it's your turn.
Melissa's trying to win this bitch. Let's go.
Wait, listen. I talked about powdering balls, and somebody said about, what's it called? Psychopath?
Powdering
psychopath?
What? No.
Don't.
I am a psychopath.
Don't put the powder on the psychopath. It makes them disappear. Okay. It's like a magic trick. Right.
Magic trick.
All right, Melissa, you are up. You need to get some matches here.
Oof.
Okay, you ready? Here we go. At the bowling alley, George said to Bud, I can see this is your first time bowling. You're supposed to put your fingers in the ball, not your blank. At the bowling alley, George said to Bud, I can see this is your first time bowling. You're supposed
Come on,
to stick
Melissa,
your
this one's easy.
You're supposed
this
to stick your really fingers you think of in are. The ball, not your blank. All right, weird. Melissa. Where do you stick your fingers when you go bowling?
In your butthole.
Butthole. Donnie, do you have Melissa's butthole?
I do not. I shook things up.
Pizza.
What?
Donnie, hey,
Kyle,
you guys remember Donnie's always G-rated.
I went half Kyle there.
I need a clarification. What butthole did she say?
Just any butthole.
just generic butthole, right?
Generic butthole.
Butthole.
Schaefer, did you have butthole?
I said the husband's ass.
I think that counts.
You said ass.
Ass.
I have ass. Woo-hoo! Also.
Yes,
all right. JB has ass. Butthole.
E-hole.
All right. Bunghole. Uh-oh.
Oh, damn it.
Kyle, do you have a butthole? Cornhole. That is a butthole.
Yes.
It's almost a clean sweep.
Almost a clean sweep.
I have six points.
Except for pizza.
All right, Melissa. Melissa got 5 points there. She's up to 7-4. All right, Brooke, you need to make up some ground here.
This is the last one. I'm out after this one, guys. So.
Okay. All right. Here we go. I just had one.
Last one.
Yeah, I got some wars in to jump.
I just had it. Where'd it go? Forgive me. Hold on. Where did the fuck did that question go?
Forgive you? Why?
What?
Where'd Melissa
what
go?
What kind of host are you?
I don't know. I'm
here.
Okay.
She's checking her Gmail.
Checking her Bumble.
I'm checking her.
I was just checking my butthole real quick.
All right, here you go, Brooke. I'll never stay at Dumb Donald's Motel again. Instead of vibrating beds, the room have vibrating blank.
This is an easy one.
I'll never stay at Dumb Donald's Motel again. Instead of vibrating beds, the rooms have vibrating blank.
I'd be okay with this. My answer I'd be okay with.
All right, Brooke, you ready? Everybody in?
Yeah.
Oh, no, the pressure is happening right now. It's the pressure.
Pressure. Pressure's on.
All right, Brooke.
Who's I mean, Melissa, you won,
don't
right?
Don't lose this, so, Brooke. Don't lose this.
So, yeah.
All right, Brooke, what do you have?
You need three to tie, four to win. All right, Brooke.
Vibrating dicks.
Vibrating what?
Oh, sorry. I jumped the gun.
Vibrating dick. What?
Dick.
Vibrating dicks.
Got a hotel you stay at.
Bailey. What's
up? Oh, that's not a good answer.
I don't know.
All right, Donnie, do you have vibrating dicks?
I do not. I thought I was trying to help her out by giving her an easy answer.
Cornhole?
Commode.
Commode. Vibrating bathroom.
Answer. No. Toilet seat.
Schaefer, toilet seat. JB.
Come on, man.
Cox.
That is
a match.
I knew what she was going to answer.
Yeah. All right, Burnsy, what do you got?
A little messaging going on here.
Cock rings.
Those dicks vibrate with the cock rings on. That counts.
Nah,
no,
it does not
count.
Pretty close.
Cones. What do you got, Cones? Vibrating lamps.
Vibrate. All right,
Kyle, what do you got?
Kyle's got it. Dongs.
Astroglide.
Vibrating astroglide.
Is that a thing?
All right. Well, I think that was a success. Melissa, you win 7-5.
Yes, I'm the champion.
Brooke, thank you. You played well. Yeah. Melissa, thank you. You played well.
Hey, guess what? I want to challenge Melissa.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
So, next game, whenever you guys want to do it again, I want to do double or nothing.
All right, we will.
Uh-oh.
Double or nothing scissoring, I'm guessing you're doing? What's going on here?
I was going to say jello wrestling.
Matt, you know the name of the
Burnsy.
We've got Marshall Madness.
I love you, Melissa.
Circle scissors.
Love you, too.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I'm the champion.
Yeah, they can scissor at the fucking hen or whatever the hell it's
called.
Burnsy
had to go off.
Oh, shut up. Do not get me started on this drunk hens nonsense. You're just jealous.
Thanks, Brooke. Bye.
I want to watch the scissoring.
Melissa, why would we be jealous? We have the real thing.
Because we want a girl's thing.
You guys need to share it.
We're just gonna rub nipples. It's okay. It'll be on a YouTube channel.
They're gonna play Ring Around the Vibrator.
It's a exactly
the scissor circle.
Ring around the shaft.
The vibrating.
Nobody's got titties though, dude.
The scissor circle.
They're gonna have jello wrestling.
How do you do a scissor circle though? Because you know
everybody gets in a circle and rotate.
You can do the.
It's like
you can do the human centipede
around in between.
Human centipede.
Great question, man.
You can do the circle of the you know the ATM ass to mouth circle.
Yeah.
A little centipede action.
Matt, I believe that's at least. I'm gonna say at least eight people.
Damn, Melissa.
What
eight ass to mouth to get a good circle though going?
Matt, I believe that's called a daisy chain.
But we need to wear face masks and be.
Yeah, that's going to be hard. You can do dental dams.
You can't get corona from the asshole. It's okay. It's a scientific
approach. You can't get corona from the asshole.
It's science.
There's no button for corona. You're okay.
It's science.
All right.
Well, everybody knows that this drunken hens is going to happen, so just brace yourselves.
Oh.
Hold your children near you and just let your wives go and be free.
Oh, she can go and be free. There's no trouble with that.
You're only talking about Matt.
I'm not the one with the issue. It's not in my house.
Yeah, it's not my house. No. It ain't my house either.
Now, nope. Whose house is it at?
Not mine.
It is at John's house.
At John's house.
And if you want to face.
John has already said
All right. Brooke, you haven't been around long enough to face the wrath of John.
Yeah, you don't want to face the wrath of John.
He might blow his knee out.
Listen, Brooke, as long as two of you sit in the pickup bed of the pickup, I'll drive you guys home.
That's what I'm talking about.
Two of you got to sit in there, and it's videotaped the whole way home. So,
well, we made
we're making Brown, money.
Big Brown offered his house for a
small fee.
For you guys to have it,
we're gonna bounce.
It will all in work DC. Out.
No, he doesn't live in DC. He lives in Prince Georgia.
Oh, he moved
Prince Georgia.
He lives right down the street from the camping.
No, he lives like a quarter mile from the DC line. I've been to his house.
Yeah. He's right.
Oh, okay.
Line.
Yeah.
He still lives in Maryland.
We went there for Bernsey's 40th birthday party. And then it was all like family and friends. And me and JB were there drinking. And then mom was like, all right, for Josh's birthday, I want everybody in the room to tell their – do you remember that?
Yes.
I want everybody in the room to go around and tell us your favorite Bernsey story. We're going to start it.
Oh, my God.
And we'll start at that guy. And she pointed right to Jason.
Yeah. I'm like,
sandwiches.
This guy has the best stories I've ever heard in my entire life.
I like the story best when he was hammered and he got, and it took 10 cops to bring him down, and he starts spitting blood in their faces and saying, I have AIDS.
Yes. Is that what you said, Matt?
No.
I just said I love his stories.
I don't remember what I said. I had to think of something. Yeah, it was awkward, but awkward.
That's someone's dad.
I'm like, I think I said, you guys all grew up with him, so you know him. But me, I get to hear all the stories of the stuff that you guys already know.
Yeah.
And find out the stuff his mom
great.
So.
That's hilarious.
Because he has the best stories ever.
Hey, Matt, thank you for having me on tonight. I've been looking forward to it. I know there's been talks about Melissa and I coming out, so. Appreciate it. I know it's very far from you.
Well, I hope you had fun, and I hope you'll come back and challenge Melissa again.
Oh, I'll come back. Sure.
I like these game show nights. I think they're fun. I think everybody had a good time. I don't know how well this is going to translate to audio, but we'll see.
Hey, it was fun.
Good time. Let's do it again.
Hey, right. The Jeopardy sounded really good, by the way, last week.
Thanks.
Good.
Melissa, I love you.
Donnie
love
was holding too. Back.
Bye, bro.
Congratulations on the win.
I can tell Donnie was definitely holding back.
Yes, oh, I know he was. Good.
All right, I'm hanging up.
Okay, bye, guys. Bye, Melissa.
Bye, Kyle.
Bye, Melissa.
Kyle was very good. Bye.
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 Everybody knew Magnum P.I. wears a Detroit Tigers hat.
Yep. Matt, I'm also out. Everybody
Kyle,
else.
Kyle, you did. Kyle.
All right, Schaefer.
Well. So,
Kyle,
peace
you
out.
Know what it took for me?
All right, Schaefer. Thanks, buddy, for coming on.
Television show ever. I know.
Thank God. It's over.
Oh, I mean, no, I wasn't holding
yes,
back.
Yes, God damn.
Like wrangling
we
fucking
just,
monkeys,
lost
man.
Somebody else.
I feel bad for the.
Schaefer had to dip.
Okay.
I feel bad for y'all that night of the clucking hen.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. You know what? I will be here. And John's the one's got to deal with it next day.
Yeah.
Which sucks. But
John's just going to take everybody hunting.
John's taking one for the June because I don't think there'll be a second one after they get.
No, John's pissed that he has to. They've got three kids, and he's like, "Dude, I'm pissed that I have to take my kids somewhere.
He's gonna take them to Victor's. He's gonna take them to Victor's house.
Are you?
You know
where's Victor live? I haven't been there.
I'm guessing.
So Victor moved to Berryville too because him and John are lovers. So he doesn't live that far from John now. He lives like 10 minutes from John.
Nice.
No, it's longer than that. He said it's 15 minutes and then another 15-minute drive up the mountain. I guess he's in the middle of nowhere.
I haven't been out there yet, so I don't know. But, yeah, it's technically Berryville, but it could be in the middle of the mountains for all I know. Whew. That's a relief. That's over. I don't know how – Donnie, how well do you think that went?
I think you had it right with who was a panelist and who was a contestant.
Yeah.
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 I think that's – that show is – silly and goofy and dumb.
Well, that's
and
why so, I thought it would translate and, well to this our little forum.
Goofy and dumb.
Yeah,
but
we were definitely silly, goofy, and dumb.
I don't know if both of them knew their audience. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah. Like Melissa, maybe. I don't know.
Who knows? I mean, with this show or with this group of guys, it's going to be a bunch of bungholes and dicks. And
They were both answering bunghole and dicks.
Just at the wrong time.
Yes, at the wrong time.
At the wrong time, yeah. That's right.
Yeah. So, I'm glad it's over. We got through it. Dude, yeah. I thought for sure... I'm glad, sort of, and sort of not that Big Brown fell off.
I was hoping he'd hang on.
Oh, dude, he never got the answer.
Yeah, that would have been funny if he would have been on, but I thought he might have.
He may hurt some feelings.
Yeah. Or he might have.
He would have hurt somebody's feelings.
Yeah, but I thought it was fun. I thought it went off well. So, all right, so we're about an hour 15 in.
All right.
Cool. Next week, I think I got to talk to everybody.
I have a video to drop next week.
Oh, shit.
Hold on. I thought it was supposed to be this week. It was supposed to be two weeks.
I have a little bit left to do.
Okay.
I'm about three quarters of the way.
So you have a little bit left to do. You have to send it to Matt so he can play it.
Of course.
Okay.
I want to play it. I want to watch it for the first time with you guys.
You're not allowed to watch it beforehand.
No. Right, I'll watch it. I'll premiere it on the show. I won't watch it beforehand.
Okay. I'll send it to you.
So we'll drop that next week.
It's hard to make it fucking long. I'm trying to find ways to make it longer.
Just more choruses.
What are we talking about?
God, there's no chorus.
And then so that'll be next week. JB drops his video, and then we spend an hour talking about it.
Basically,
hey, you gotta get.
I wish somebody else had a video to put on too to go with it. But
Jungle did one.
I thought everybody was supposed to do your stand up.
I think no, but that's going to be a one show because I'm going to do stand up. I think we should.
Why can't I? That would be my stand up. Was the video?
What?
I'm sure we'll laugh.
Yes, you're definitely going to laugh.
You can't have a rap battle as a fucking. Comedy.
But it's only me rap battle.
It's not a variety show in the 11th grade.
It's not the Gong Show.
Hey, you're rap battling with Carrie. Carrie already dropped his sick fire.
All right. But it's not just it's everybody.
I think we should separate those shows. I don't think those shows should be the same. Okay. I think 2 weeks from now we should plan on the comedy show because I have I don't even know. I don't mean unless you actually sit. Stand up and actually go through your whole bit. I don't know how long it's going to be, but yeah, I've got some bad comedy that nobody's going to laugh at.
Yeah, I got a couple. That's about it.
So we get so we'll do 2 weeks from now will be the comedy show. Next week will be JB's video. If I have time this week, maybe I'll whip up something.
What do we got? Like 3 weeks till TOC? 4 weeks?
No, it is. No, it's the 9th. That's the 6th. So I think we probably got about 4 weeks.
4 weeks, okay.
1, 2, 3, 4 weeks from now is Tournament of Champions.
Well, shit, Kyle's going to be allowed out of the house here soon.
Yeah, well, they shut the beaches back down again down here.
Oh, did
yeah,
they?
They posted, right?
Did the Grim Reaper made his point?
They opened up and then freaking shut them down again?
Already, yep.
Oh, just Naples, all right, Kyle?
Yep.
Yeah.
Why did they shut them back down?
Everybody's just hanging out.
No.
Not adhering to the ordinances, whatever it is.
Hey, did Little Richard die of...
No, he was just old.
Yeah, Little Richard's dead?
Yeah, he died today.
This morning.
Full-blown
AIDS. Did he play a song from Predator?
No.
Golly, Miss Molly.
Song?
I know him from Rocky, dude. Come on.
You want to try this shit, boy? Make you a sexual Tyrannosaurus. Donnie, the Predator. The Predator, the first one. Predator, not the Predator. Predator. Great movie.
I've seen it 30 years ago.
One of the best.
You don't watch it again? It's that movie holds up, man.
Yes, it does.
I feel like
I have to be sitting with like Carrie and Kyle to really appreciate that movie.
Well,
you gotta appreciate the Predator.
Predator 2 is not that bad.
Predator 2, Danny Glover, that's not bad. I saw that with Jason.
Dude, it's got the best lines.
Yeah, yep.
Hey, you're bleeding. I ain't got time to bleed.
At the town center?
Yeah, we saw it at the town center.
Yep. That was a good movie. We were all
called Danny Glover, man.
Danny Glover. Freaking, what's his name was in it, too?
So you cooked up the soy and dropped the five of us in the meat grinder. Used to be somebody got dressed dull in.
Everybody went around saying, want some candy after Predator 2.
Yep.
Want some candy? I love it. That movie holds up. It's got the greatest lines.
Lions, tigers, bears. Oh, my.
He gets cut in half, but his kid appears in the sequel, at least.
Yep.
Kyle, what is...
wait a minute. His kid was in the sequel?
Yes, ask Matt.
Who's sequel?
Who's
the son? Predator? Jake Busey, Gary.
He plays his son.
Yep, he plays his son.
Yep.
And which one?
And the Predator.
The Predator.
Oh, is that where they had the giant one and the little one?
Yeah. Yes,
that's correct.
Yes. It's bad, but it's worth watching, Kyle. Right? If you're a Predator fan, you should watch it. It's got enough stuff in it that you should watch. God, that's a good.
They should have brought back Topher Grace.
which one was that? Was that
Predators?
Predators, wasn't that the one with the big nose? What's his face? Adrian Brody was the.
Yes,
that was in. I thought that was Predators. That's right. You're right. Where they're on the island.
No, they're like on the Predator planet. I right.
They're on some training planet or whatever. Yeah.
Place.
No.
Is anybody watching anything good right now?
Sure. I finished Dave. Has anybody watched Dave? Oh no, shit! Dave? Look at this. No way.
Yes.
Time to leave.
Oh, look at this. Oh, yes. Shit.
Yes, he's back.
Dude, this little...
No, yourselves, San Diego.
Little Easter egg for everybody at the end.
Is anybody watching anything good on TV right now?
No.
I'm rewatching The Americans and rewatching Cheers. And
I heard Cheers.
Glot.
I've seen Cheers so many times, but I like The Americans a lot the first time. Man, the second time through, I'm catching stuff now that I know where it goes.
Yeah.
I punched out on The Americans after like the third or fourth season. I was like, it's the same shit every season.
Yep.
Oh, they're about to get caught, and then they're about to get caught. Nope.
It's for us. It's,
I mean, hold on, wait, wait.
80s.
Anybody watching the Jordan thing?
No. Nope.
Yeah,
everybody is.
Is it?
That fucking that is so fucking good.
Did you see Keith Booth in episode one?
Is he?
Well, he was on that Bulls team at the end, man.
Oh, was he really?
Yeah, Keith Booth was on it.
He was in uniform. Then they made him.
Yeah, Burnsy tapped out after match game. Match game went off. Match game was pretty good. Burnsy or Big Brown?
Brown.
Big Brown.
Burnsy.
Are you watch? Did you watch Dave?
Yeah,
Dave is awesome, isn't it?
Dave is great.
All right, guys, I gotta head out.
All right, Kyle.
All right, Kyle.
Yeah. See you, Kyle.
FX is killing the FX is killing it right now. All their shows are so good.
I told all these guys they gotta watch Dave, and nobody. Donnie watched a couple episodes.
What else does FX have?
There's a show that FX has called Devs.
I have Devs on my watch list. I want to watch it.
So good. I finished the entire season in the last 2 days, and I needed to like literally go for a walk because it was so fucking heady.
Yeah,
really? It was good. It's
Nick Offerman. Nick Offerman.
Yeah, it's really good. It's like Westworld-y. It's very like it's like AI. It's like so it's from the guys who made Ex Machina and
yeah.
So if you like that kind of shit, it's
really dude. I still haven't seen Ex Machina whatever.
Dude,
I have not seen that movie.
Jason, Cones, you got to watch Dave. If you want to watch a white rapper talk about rapping about his dick for 90% of the time,
what's the guy's name? Dave.
Little Dicky.
Little Dicky.
Yeah. He's a good rapper, dude.
He's an amazing rapper.
Yeah.
And the show is actually really good.
That song White Crime.
Hey, if I want to watch a movie about a white rapper, I'm going to watch Malibu's Most Wanted, all right?
Dude. I'm just telling you.
I don't disagree with that.
It's good. I like it.
I'm sorry I missed everything. I'm sorry I missed Match Game. I apologize, internet. My dog got wrecked. I had to check her out. I think she might have tore her ligament in her leg.
Oh,
it was a whole thing. I got a text, so I had to bail out. But with that said, I love you, internet.
We love you too, buddy. Hey, 2 weeks from tonight, are you going to be available?
Yeah, 5 minutes.
Stand up.
Five minutes. So next week, JB is dropping his music video.
Oh, premiere.
He's premiering his music video he made. So next week will all be about the music video. But 2 weeks from tonight, We're going to do the comedy show. I've got at least 5 minutes worth of material.
JB, I don't know if you know this, but I make commercials and videos for a living. Can you please send me that sooner than later so I can help you edit it?
Yes. Yes.
Yes. That would be
great.
All
right. All right. All right. Like, I will get in touch with you as soon as I finish everything.
Multi-billion companies pay me to make their videos. So please send me that so I can help you with that.
Okay. All right.
I don't want it to look like a fucking family slideshow. I want it to look like something really good. So send me that first. First and foremost, send me that. Second of all, I will do everything I can in my power to make it look amazing.
This has got the makings of something really great.
Yes. I've seen kids outside of a Shell station in PG County making rap videos. So come on now.
Yeah, it's still gonna be better than what he's gonna put out.
Yes.
Hot Cheetos and Takis is definitely better than what he's gonna put out.
The gay parade.
The gay parade.
Yeah, that is a great
video. Oh my god. All right, guys. Big Brown, thanks for jumping back on.
I'm sorry I missed everything. That's I love
right.
you guys.
You're good, you're good. Yeah, and then all right, funny. So next week, video premiere. 2 weeks, the comedy show. And other than that,
what's the format for the comedy show?
So we're basically going to get it. I'm going to do 5 minutes. You're going to do 5 minutes. The Jungle said he's going to do 5 minutes. Cohen says he's got some jokes.
I have 5 minutes in me.
That's why I want to drop my video that weekend so that it gives me 2 weeks.
No. Your video's not going to overshadow my 5 minutes, Dick.
Yeah. No shit. Yeah.
I want to have the video the same night as the freaking.
You got 1 week. You got a week.
That's my stand-up.
Finish that shit and send it to Glot this week. Let him work on it. All right. That's next week. And then we'll go from there. All right, guys. Thank you.
Bye.
Fun night tonight. Hope everybody had a good time.
Adios.
Peace out, guys.
Peace.
Gunsmoke.
We still don't care. Anytime, anywhere.
Yeah, lovely, lovely, lovely brother. And now, the world tag team champions.
Cock back the hammer, watch me lay them down. Saw face the villains, we don't play around. Nobody make a sound, so now the battle is on. Grab your women and children and get the safer ground. The king's done like the Jamaican town. Futuristic glow, darts start with a laser sound. Leaving nothing but a vapor trail. And my face, heavyweight, no shape, I'ma break the scale.
We have followed your instructions to the letter.
Let me just cut to the chase. You are a bucket of waste. I've been put up to the pace. Barry Allen when I waste. You can scuff the J's up, but you do not fuck with the face. You can get dumped in a lake besides double D's. I don't really fuck with nothing that's fake. I show up drunk in your way, looking for something to break. Bumping the getaways tape. Mind up a lunatic nuclear. I ain't new to wish you look and click. I'm a mutant plus a student of this shit.
Oh, it's that next Starface shit, right?
Fear me coming like Indomitian Sue. Bottom line, I'm a problem for dudes. It's not an option to lose. I'm shining, I'm blinding, it's like I'm rocking jewels. So I do keep it funky like a locker room. The flow universal, I'm Doctor Who. So seek I goes deeper than Papa Wu. 100,000 going wild at the bottom room. Wu-Tang forever, you just stop it through.
Okay, let's go, okay, let's go, go.
Y'all don't want any of this, go without any assist. Sound boogie down like the brothers, Kenny and Chris. Get a better serve, your dream has been deferred. That ain't God's path, you a path that occurred. Rappers wanna kill me, but that shit hasn't yet occurred. My rhyme's a lazy border collie, shit you never heard. Shit you might not even get, no, you can't even see a set. Never spot me on the bench, but I got a lethal rap, yo. Tech, kiss you, tell him. Fucking with the three, you ain't moving wise. Call it Lambo doors, that's suicide. I put cats to sleep, leave them euthanized. Skull Mountain King, no amusement ride. Foolish pride, the reason for you to scrutinize. You can hide, but I still see through the skies. On a hookah high, iron as the super fly. Bring fire to your camp like Kumbaya. Kumbaya.
Yeah, yeah.
Bizarre face mission. Make 7 figures like a super suck lord. Limited edition, listen. My brain sci-fi. You try and test and I pass with flying colors like a gangbang drive-by. I maintain my fly side, cultivate my climbing one. You could call for help, but you'll be dead by 9-1. How we body and rebel, like a broken elevator, wrong on so many levels.
As he sits each day at his board, along with his characters, it's what's inside the mind that counts.